You're listening to the Open Wheel Spectacular Podcast. Here is your host, TJ Buffenbarger.
Matt and Beth Cogley are now racetrack owners as the proprietors of Millstream Speedway. And they took time out of their busy schedule to join me this evening. First of all, I'd like to discuss your background for those that are reading or listening and may not know who you are. How did you first get interest or involved in motorsports?
Well, we've actually lived across from Millstream for the past 12 years and both grew up in this area and knew about the track for a long, long time. About 6 years ago, my husband, Matt, decided to get our son, Alex, involved in a lightning sprint car. And, well, I guess about 3 months passed, and Matt decided he needed one also. So for the last 5 years, we've been racing lightning sprints. First year at Merritt Speedway primarily, though we did some with the Indiana group as well. And then when Great Lakes Lightning Sprints, when Barry Marlowe took over and made Great Lakes Lightning Sprints a touring group, we pretty much committed to them and spent most of our time driving back and forth to Michigan, which, while we love it very much, it does get a little old when you wish you could be racing across the street.
I imagine so. I've made that drive many times, so I can sympathize.
Yep. And so, Matt also ran a 360 quite a lot last year in the 2022 season. And had a lot of fun with it, but the Lightning has really been sort of we've really enjoyed the Lightning group very much. And Matt did real well this year with it, chasing the points and ended up second in the points this year.
Yeah, in fact, I got to see Matt win at Tri-City during the All-Star Show, which is really handy because I had a photo on file for him when you guys announced that you bought the racetrack. So that was a stroke of luck, really, in that one.
There you go.
Treasure that. Those don't come along very often, it seems, in the sport.
Yeah, no, you should treasure every time it happens. So
absolutely.
So I'm going to ask both of you the same question I ask every person that ever buys a racing facility. Why in the world did you want to do it?
You sound like our
family
investor.
Yeah.
Why the heck would you buy a racetrack? Well, clearly,
it's the love of the sport. It is. And the love of the racers. Millstream has such a rich history in this area. And it's just been so sad watching it sit there. And we want to bring it back to what it was and make it even better.
When did the discussion get serious? I mean, like actually serious about possibly buying the facility?
I'd talk to him. I guess we had on and off discussed several times, and he has just never been in a place to where he needed to sell it or really wanted to sell it, I guess. And I didn't push the issue much further than that. Whenever you're ready, let me know. And we'd had one of his friends want to run a modified, and it's like, all right, yeah, we'll go over, open the gates up for him. I'll knock the track down a little bit for him. And he's like, hey, he might actually be willing to sell this thing now. It's like, well, I would have thought he would have called, and he never did. So we've started, I guess that's where it started here.
Yeah, it's been about that ago. Was like July sometime. And
he was serious. He's like, yeah, well, I'll entertain that. Well, let's meet. We'll discuss what all. And just wanted to make sure this is for real. And I don't know that we still know that it actually is. It doesn't feel like it. Let's just mow the grass right now. It just, yeah, I don't know. It's so long a want, and now it's finally here. And you still, it's just disbelief. So, but they were more than happy to sell it to us, and knowing that we could run it as long as I could handle it, and we could take care of it. And I know our boy, he's in the sprint car world as well. Maybe not so much right now. He's trying to get house and everything taken care of, but he'll be a next generation for it. So it won't be just us. I just, it's so disheartening to see that sit there. Hey, we got a 3.5-hour drive to Michigan. And it's like, God sakes, I wish we could do this next door. There's so many people around here. When you go to buy it? When you go to buy it? And it's finally happened now. So it's a big step. Anybody who's been involved with the track at all, I don't think anyone understands how much track owners go through. We have talked with several over the last year, and is this a good idea or is this suicide here? And everybody, you know, it's a lot of work.
It's a labor of love.
Truly,
and that's what
you have to be
us.
So much into this sport and willing to put that much effort into it, which we're very close to the track. It'll be a lot easier for us than, you know, and Greg and them to had being that far away to manage it. But whatever it's going to take to make this run, it's going to happen. There's no two ways about it. We're into her now. So, and we don't do stuff halfway. I don't like doing that. Everybody asks, well, how much equipment do you rent? Well, we don't. We buy. You know, you need it. Let's get it. Let's do it right.
Yeah, we own our own business here in town, in the area as well. And that's what he's talking about. We do demolition primarily. But yeah, we don't rent excavators. We don't rent trucks. We don't rent dumpsters. If we're going to do it, we buy it. And, you know, so that's the same thing about the track. We're not going to go halfway. We're going to take it to the max, I guess, is the best way to say it.
That's encouraging to hear. So you've had a little time to cozy up to it. Obviously, you did your due diligence, but now you've really gone through the facility a little bit. What do you think so far is the thing that surprised you that's in better shape than you thought? And what's the thing that you looked at that's going to take a lot more work than you originally anticipated?
The work part is we're going to need a major supply of mower blades for the first year. The biggest surprise to me that was in the best shape is the heritage and the amount of people who want this thing to come back to life. I had no idea there was that many people. I knew there's people who knew about the track, but that there was that much drive to put this thing back together. Now it's like, man, I'm kind of under the gun now. There's no way. We've got to make this go. It's a true plus, but
here's a side story. So 2 years ago, our son Alex, he'd worked for the business. He was 20 years old, and needed to spread his wings a little bit, and kind of lucked into a position as Sam Hayfertit Jr.'s tire guy. So he traveled for a year with Sam and Hill's racing team, and you know, so it was the same thing, just, you know, the love of the sport. And I don't remember where I was going with this, unfortunately, but you being able to, oh, I know where it was. Matt was talking about people being interested. One of Dylan Westbrook's guys, copied my post and sent us a congratulatory message about it. And of course they're from Canada. And another guy that Dylan races with posted, oh my gosh, I've always wanted to race there. And I'm thinking, this guy's from Canada. You know,
I haven't raced here, but has heard of it,
wants to race here. You know, everywhere we go, we say we're from Findlay, and someone says, oh, that's where Millstream is.
I don't realize how you think it's such a local track. It's just Hancock County, maybe a little bit around. And it was just everybody, more people we talked to, is like, oh, dang, there's, everybody knows, where do you live beside Millstream? Oh, I've run there. My dad's run there. My uncle run there. It's, geez, Pete's, you know, you don't realize how many people, and the more we get into this, you don't, gosh sakes, it's a huge opportunity, but at the same breath, it's a heck of an undertaking. It's going to take a lot of money to support, I guess, I don't want people to show up and say, yeah, it's just another dirt track. I want people to walk in and say, yeah, hey, we want to come back here in 2 weeks when they run whatever, and really want to come back.
Well, sorry, he's going to go mute that in the background.
Yeah, no worries. So with Beth, I know you were kind of surprised when I reached out to you because it was a little bit before the news actually leaked out or you guys actually released it. After the release, what was the reaction like? I know I joked with you, good luck keeping your phone charged up for the next 24 hours, but were you surprised at the reaction once the news was official?
Well, same thing. I never would have guessed 1,200 likes on that first post, 275 comments. And again, every single one of them was so positive and, you know, so encouraging. And what can we do to help? And, you know, I can't wait to come back. And then, as Matt was saying, all the stories, my dad, my uncle. I was on the phone with a customer today who said to me, my grandfather, who passed away just a few weeks ago, used to run the ambulance at Millstream. You know, and it's just, that's a customer.
The guy we were building a shop for today. Man, I can't wait to hear it. I'm in Findlay, but I can't wait to hear that roar from that again. And I'm in town. I didn't get a chance to get out there much, but I can't wait to hear it. I'm thinking, why don't you come out? You know, we'll help you right out there. You know, so we did talk for a while on that, but just everybody.
It's just been amazing. It just brings us, I can't stop smiling when I start talking to people like this and the excitement behind it. There's a group on Facebook called Millstream Speedway Archives, and they have had so much fun over the course of these last couple of weeks too, breaking out so much of the old memorabilia and old pictures and things, and I think that's going to be sort of my niche, is making sure that we honor all of that history and, you know, find a way to share that with the modern racers as well and the modern fans.
You mentioned that this is going to be quite an endeavor. This track is set idle for quite a while. And even when it was open, it's been open for short spurts over the past 20 years. What's your realistic goal at this point to be able to get the track operational?
As I said in that initial post, we don't want to make promises we can't keep, because unfortunately people have heard those promises so many times over the past decade.
Hopefully, and it depends on how much, I don't want to say how much help, but that's truly what it is. How much help from everyone we can get, as far as I would like to see one, two, three races at the end of next season. If we get far enough along that, I don't know, that it's right, that it's safe, that everybody can come and have a good time without, well, you can't go over there, that's closed off, or I don't want to do this halfway. I so much want to bring this a long term and people to come back. I don't want them to get a bad taste the first time.
That sounds very realistic.
As much as everybody wants to see it up and running, I guess that's my goal. Yeah. And it's not, it doesn't have to be absolutely perfect. It's a dirt track still. It's hard to keep the heritage there and bring it to modern expectations.
We've obviously been to a lot of tracks in Ohio and Michigan and Indiana over the course of the last 5 years, and we've learned a lot about what works and what doesn't work and what people like and what people don't like. And, we've got to boil all that down to what works best here, what can be done, what needs to be done, what shouldn't be done. Yeah, so all of that comes into play as well. So, if we can do a few specialty shows next season, that would be awesome. That would be the best possible scenario.
That sounds good. If people want to get involved, they want to help bring Millstream Speedway back, how can they get in touch with you? How would you like volunteers to get involved or get in touch with you to get involved to get the racetrack going again?
At this point, probably Facebook is one of the best ways. We're still working on some of the transfer of the digital things, the social media things, from the Rose to us. but I should have full control over the Millstream Speedway Facebook page and the millstreamspeedway@gmail.com by the first of next week. And so those are probably the two best ways to reach us at this point.
Well, I can tell you this, that in the 15 minutes we've been talking right now, if you can keep half this much enthusiasm by about August or September of next year, I think we're in for something really special. I really like what I hear. And just based on kind of the way you guys, I've seen you guys do things around the racing stuff and business-wise and everything, I think we're in for a real treat.
I hope so. And I know so. I know it's,
I was
going to say, you're right. I've been laughing that these last 2 weeks I alternate between excited and terrified, but that's mostly because we want to do it justice. And that's the biggest thing is knowing that the two of us are so committed to bringing it back.
Well, the same thing. It's just got kind of, I don't want to say dumped on our plate, but this was not the plan for the end of this season. By any means, all of a sudden, presto, 50% of your day is going to a racetrack instead of, 90% at work. So it's been a little bit of a stretch to try and make everything happen. But there again, we're here now. We're going to make this happen for sure.
And we are moving. I think I put in a post late last week. We've had the lighting people out and the sound people out and,
the power company.
And, so we are moving. We're starting to get the lists of, again, what has to be done, what can be done, and the other things that we want to do. So, as we get those things around, then we'll be ready to say, hey, we're going to have a work day because we'd love to have people come paint the bleachers or whatever it is. I don't know what it's going to be first, but and get people involved, because again, that's kind of the point to me. This track belongs to everybody, and it belongs to every one of these people who is so excited about it or who has a memory of it. And I want all of them to have that moment, to be able to be involved, to be able to say, I did this too.
That's a community track, though.
Exactly.
I mean, that's
we don't own it. We
manage it.
We manage it. It's the people who it belongs to.
That's the true value of that track.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's awesome.
We can go out in the field and plow up another racetrack anywhere, but you're not going to have any heritage to it. There won't be any,
it wouldn't be Millstream.
No, by any means.
Well, I'm definitely excited about your stewardship of the racetrack. I think it's going to be a really neat deal. I really do appreciate your time. Once again, you mentioned you had the Facebook page. That's still probably the best way for people to follow your progress throughout this journey.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. I'm planning to post at least weekly and let people know what we're doing so that they don't, because I think at some point it's all going, when we mow it, it's really obvious and they saw all that. But when we start working on the lighting, they may not realize what's going on. And I don't want people to think, oh, they've already let it go. They're not working on it. I want people to know what we're doing and keep the excitement up for everybody so that, they know as we get closer. So I'm intending to post at least weekly and let people know what's going on.
Well, Matt and Beth, I really appreciate you taking your time out. I know you're both very busy people, extremely busy at this point. And I can tell you that we shared the excitement with you, and I cannot wait to see the progress that happens throughout the off season and into next year, and wish you nothing but the best in this new endeavor.
Thank you so much, and we look forward to seeing you up here.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for tuning in. You've been listening to the Open Wheel Spectacular.